Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, Amy and I were talking about this in the office earlier, that we can't remember time that there was no Mike Bush on TV here in St. Louis.
I mean,
it did happen because I was seven. I think it was about 7 years old when he came on the scene here in St. Louis. And all of us famously remember the Bob and Mike promos on Channel 5 back in the day. Well, Mike Bush, after a long, fantastic career at KSDK, has decided that he will retire in 2026. And he joins us now on KMOX on the Chris and Amy Show. Mike, it is good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Boy, you're making me feel old. You were seven years old?
I was two.
Oh my goodness. You were only nine.
Two. Well, so now you know why I'm retiring.
Well, but see, I mean, that's a good point. But I will say, like, to Ranji's point, there's no, in my mind, my entire life, there's no St. Louis news without Mike Bush. Like, you're part of it. A big part.
I appreciate that. And I've been very, very lucky. I'm like the luckiest guy in the whole world. When I was a kid, all I wanted to do is get into broadcasting. I was able to do that. I moved. My first job was in Tucson, Arizona, where I went to school. Then I went to New Orleans, Kansas City. And when I came to St. Louis 40 and a half years ago, you know, I didn't know if it would just be another stop, but it turned out to be, the best professional decision I ever made, coming here and staying here. And St. Louis is home, and I've been very lucky that St. Louisans have allowed me to come into their homes all these years.
Can you remember a time or a moment where you realized this was going to be your forever home, or did it happen gradually and you looked up and went, oh man, I'm here forever and I guess this is where I'll stay?
Well, you know, I was lucky enough. I had been here about 2 years, and I was lucky enough to get a job offer at ESPN. I was doing sports at the time, and ESPN was, you know, they Sports Center became a big thing, and I really, you know, was mulling it over. Should I do this? Should I do this? And when I sat down and talked to my wife, the conversation was, are you happy here? Do you feel comfortable here? We love St. Louis, and that was the decision. You never know if, you know, they're going to renew your contract or what's going to happen, but this always felt like home to me, and, you know, I've raised my kids here, so St. Louis is home, and so I think that not going to ESPN was probably the decision that made me decide this is the place I want to be.
Well, as you mentioned, you started as a sports reporter back in 1985 with KSDK. Was sports always your passion? Did you know or want to move into the news?
Yeah, no, I had an opportunity to move to news a few years earlier, and I turned it down. Sports was always my passion. And, you know, we were doing this Sunday night sports show called Sports Plus back in the day. And It was so much fun to do because fortunately the ratings were good. And when you get good ratings, you get a little autonomy. And so we could pretty much do what we wanted with that show. And, you know, for instance, if NBC would have some kind of series, they used to have mini series and they would have something like the 80s. So we would play off of that and do an 80s Sports Plus or a 70s Sports Plus or a 60s Sports Plus, whatever it might be. And that autonomy doesn't really exist much in television news. Mm. It doesn't exist at all when you go into the news department because there's a lot of cooks in that pot. So so that was a lot of fun. And I mean, since I was a kid, I wanted to do sports. So getting to do it here and you know, covering the Cardinals from the 80s and the Whitey Herzog era was just a blast.
Yeah, that was probably the best time to break in, you know, in I suppose unless you were coming in during the, you know, the 2006 to 2011 and 13 run and all of that. But in the 80s, there was something very special about that era of Cardinals baseball.
There really was. And I was really lucky because I came here in 85. In the first half of the season, I was in Kansas City, so I covered the Royals. The second half of the season, I'm in St. Louis, and I'm covering the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, right in the middle of it, so I knew players on both sides. And obviously, I didn't like the way the World Series ended, nor did any St. Louis in 1985. But I was just very lucky to be in that position.
Yeah, you think of, man, all the different teams that you've seen with the Cardinals and the Blues, also, I mean, the St. Louis Rams and their stint here again for so when you've been with the station for so long, you see really so much that becomes the identity of the city.
You really do. And again, you talk about luck. When, you know, the Rams moved to St. Louis, they in 1999, they had just finished 4-12. They asked me to do the play-by-play on the radio, and they won the freaking Super Bowl. So I remember being in Atlanta and being in the radio booth about to go on the air and thinking, holy cow, I'm about to broadcast a Super Bowl. And then they won the darn thing. So every step of the way, I've just been very lucky.
You know, I mentioned right off the top the promos with Bob Richards, who was a very popular meteorologist here in St. Louis. You were the popular sports guy. I mean, Zipper Zeppa was a big deal here, too, around that time. But you know, having those promos, I fondly remember all of those and used to look forward to seeing them. I mean, the news business for you, for us, is different than it used to be back then.
But that
what a special time that was, though.
It really was.
And those that's promos another resonate.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I always say is I was very lucky to come up in the time that I did. You know, when I was at Channel 5 in the 80s, early 90s, I mean, cable really didn't have deep penetration in St. Louis. And so pretty much at 10 o'clock at night, people watched 2, 4, 5 or Channel 11. Those were the options. And fortunately we were doing pretty well at Channel 5. And so they started those promos. Let me tell you, we would go out to Los Angeles to shoot those promos. It was a film company. I remember the first time we went out, we shot like 2 or 3, you know, in a few days. There was a trailer with my name on it, you know, filming a movie.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I walked in and hair and makeup people. It was unbelievable. I'd never experienced anything like this before or since. And now the budget for each one of those commercials is probably more than the budget is for promotions, you know, for an entire year or two at local TV stations these days.
That's wild. I mean, just saying that, I think when something happens with the satellite here, Ronge has to go up, climb the ladder and fix the antenna.
Yeah. Yeah, things have changed in radio too. Yes.
What, Mike, what about the fact that here you are on Channel 5 and NBC forever and a day has hosted the Olympics?
Yeah. Well, I've been very lucky. I got to, I was a part of the Olympic torch relay in 96. in 2002. I mean, Jackie Joyner Kersee handed off to me as I ran down Market Street. I mean, how amazing is that? And got to cover two Olympics in 96 and 2002. So that's been great. There've just been so many experiences. Someone asked me the other day, "Well, what's your favorite thing?" It would be impossible for me to say what my favorite thing is. I can say that my favorite thing to do, despite all the amazing people I've met, is telling the stories of people who are making a difference in St. Louis, because I think we need to shine a spotlight on kindness and people, you know, just going out of their way to help others. But, interviewing presidents or covering the Pope when in 2013, yeah, when Pope Francis was elected. I mean, those kinds of things will, you know, stay with me forever.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Was it a challenge for, and I've done this a bit, not quite to the extent that you have, but being in sports for so long and then shifting over into news, and I know you said you had the offer a long time before and turned that down, but what was the challenge for you in doing that?
Well, what changed for me, so I had been asked a couple of years before to move into news, and I just really didn't want to. I really was enjoying myself doing sports, and then 9/11 happened. Mm. And when you're a sportscaster and 9/11 happens, you feel pretty helpless. We didn't do sports, I think, for a week while that happened. And, you know, I was trying to help the news department, you know, get interviews and do whatever I could. But I realized that, you know, the great thing about having done sports for so long is that, you know, I had pretty much done it. And here was an opportunity to have another challenge. And so it wasn't an easy decision, but I made it. And and then I did news for about a year, and it's depressing sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
you guys know there's some challenges that this city has and lots of other cities too. And it's sometimes hard not to take it home with you. Mm-hmm. So that's when I went to the boss and I said, listen, we is there any way I can start shining a light on people who we have to get some positive news on the news? So that's when we started our Making a Difference reports. And that's kind of kept me sane for all these years with all the bad news that happens all the time.
Mike, that's why we decided we're just going to talk about nonsense all the time, and there's never anything important
on
this
show.
He's not joking. I mean, thank you for answering that question.
Yeah,
because I was going to ask you, how did you not lose your mind?
But there's also another part of this too, is that I think there's a great challenge in being a sports guy, and you've done that for so long, and that's how everybody knows you, and then you move over into the news realm. It's almost like, well, why am I listening to this sports guy talk about news? Was that a challenge for you?
Well, sure, it is a challenge, and people have to accept you, and it probably took people a while. But the truth is, when you're doing local TV news, your job is to be a storyteller. And whether you're talking about Whitey Herzog or you're talking about Donald Trump or Barack Obama or whoever, I mean, you need to tell stories. You need to inform people, let them know what's going on and try to stick to the facts. And so, you know, after a period of time, I think people got used to it. And I do not regret the decision at all. I'm very happy I made that decision to move into news. And I've gotten to work with some great people and got to cover some amazing events. And so, you know, the fact that I've been able to do both those things, like I say, I feel just very lucky.
Well, Mike Bush, we want to congratulate you on an awesome career. We appreciate you stopping by and talking with us. And in fact, when you finally do retire, maybe just come hang out with us every now and then. We'll keep you a little busy, but we are also not going to pay you.
We don't have any money.
We have no money.
Well, I understand that, but
I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I may take you up on that offer. Right.
That would be fun. An honor to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Mike Bush. I didn't need to give him an outro. You already know who that is. He has decided to retire, and we wish him the best. Just really, really awesome to talk to Mike Bush.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.